The following podcast has been prepared for VCE Business Management 3-4 classes. Please use with cautions, and if you have any concern, refer to the study design or contact your teacher for further clarification. So as you study, commute or exercise, put those headphones in, pump the volume to 11. It's time to explore the world of BizMan. So let's get down to business. All right, welcome to this, the next podcast in the Business Management series, continuing our look at Unit 3, Area of Study 2, the internal environment of large-scale organization. Today's focus is looking at the management styles. So previously, we've looked at the management roles, planning, organizing, leading, and controlling. Today's focus is looking at how the managers carry out their roles and how they can carry it out, adopting the appropriate management style in the situation that is required. So managers have to perform these many roles, the planning, organizing, leading, and controlling, and how they handle each of these situations that they might come across will depend on the style of management they adopt. So here we're talking about how does a manager manage. There are two categories of management styles, and they vary along a spectrum. A centralized management style is one where decision-making power is kept by management and employees have little to no control over the decision-making process. Then we go to the complete opposite, polar opposite side, and this is the decentralized management style. This is where management leaves a lot of the decision-making to the staff, or they work with the staff to be able to make decisions. So let's have a look, and we're going to start at the most extreme of centralized management style and work our way to the decentralized management styles. There are five management styles we look at in year 12 business management, and they are autocratic, persuasive, consultative, participative, and laissez-faire. So let's make a start. Autocratic is where the manager holds the power. It is the most centralized form of management style. So this is where the manager goes, I'm the boss, I make the decisions, you do what I tell you. So I tell my students to think of Gordon Ramsay here. You do what I say. Okay, probably not appropriate any of what Gordon Ramsay you probably say in the podcast, but you get the picture. Okay, this is where a manager tells the employees, this is what you need to do. They make the decisions themselves. The employee input is nil. They don't care what the employees want. They don't even taking that into consideration. They make a decision and they follow it. So this management style, while it sounds really quite negative, it is quite useful in the right situation. An example of the right situation where an autocratic management style would be adopted is where a decision needs to be made fast due to a crisis or an emergency. So in it was the 2010 exam, there was a question in regards to management style, and the question had a case study stimulus material that pretty much told you that the toy company needed to recall toys because there was lead in the paint, which was poisonous to the customers, potentially poisonous to the customers. So an autocratic management style is quite appropriate in this situation because a decision needs to be made now on what to do. It's a life or death situation. So a management style is quite good here. Some of the characteristics of the autocratic management style is that making process with centralized power and control. They have the most authority and control in the decision-making process. The manager seeks all responsibility. They don't actually delegate any responsibility to their employees. And communication is one way, from the manager to the employees. An advantage of the autocratic management style is that fast decisions can be made. There are well-defined procedures as a result of autocratic, because the manager makes the decisions. There's no grey areas. You just do what they tell you to do. And the roles are clearly defined because the manager tells you what to do. The disadvantages is that employee initiative is discouraged. So if you've got someone that is quite self-motivated and have some good ideas, they actually can't get that idea heard because the manager is adopting an autocratic style. Secondly, it might put upon undue stress on the staff. constantly being told this is what you need to do and feeling like a second-class citizen at times might be something that will stress employees, and potentially you might lose some skilled workers as a result of adopting the autocratic management style. So when you think autocratic, think tell. A manager tells the employees what to do. Centralized decision-making, centralized power, centralized control. The manager holds them all, and it's one-way communication from the manager to the employee. The next management style is the persuasive management style. This is where the manager sells the idea that they've made to their employees. It's very similar to autocratic. It's still a centralized power, centralized decision-making, and centralized control. The manager still holds all those components. And communication is still one way. The difference here is that rather than telling your employees this is what needs to be done, you explain to the employees, this is why I made my decision. So as a result of telling your employees that this is why I made the decision, you're possibly going to get them on side and going, oh, yeah, well, that makes sense. Okay, so a persuasive management style is a really good one to adopt if you need to make a tough decision and you want people to agree with it. So if you persuade them and they agree with it, you're more likely to get them on side than rather going out with a full autocratic management style and just really making them angry against you. So the characteristics of the persuasive style is that the manager makes the decision themselves and then persuades the employees that they have made the right decision. So communication is one way. Most often than not, persuasion involves listening to people and testing the position, but more likely, it's about getting them on side. So you keep selling your idea until people go, yeah, okay, I agree with that. The advantages of the persuasive management style is that there's a better relationship with the employees. Okay, so you can still make those tough decisions that need to be made, but there's a possibility that there is a better relationship with your employees. A disadvantage may be that you might not have full support of your employees, so they still mightn't agree with your decision you made, even if you've tried to persuade them, and communication is still one way. The consultative management style is where we're moving more towards the decentralized approach. So we're sort of in the middle here. So this is where the manager asks for the input from their employees. They ask, what are your thoughts? Give me your ideas. What do you think? They take it on board, the manager, and then they make a decision based on what they've heard that they think is correct. So the manager still holds the control, still holds the decision-making process, but communication here is beginning to become two-way. There is dialogue in both directions from the manager and the employees. So the consultative management style has the following characteristics, which include the ability to influence people. So rather than imposing direct authority on them, this is what you need to do, and trying to persuade them, you're actually getting them involved in the organization, and they're going to have some influence over what gets done within the organization. Another characteristic of the consultative management style is that it is one that is more people-oriented. Rather than carrying out the task at hand, you're going to be working with the employees, and it's going to be more people-oriented. And because people are more involved with this, the needs and wants of the employees are more likely to be adopted because the manager has been listening to what the employees had to say. So the advantages of the consultative management style is that staff input can actually improve the business and improve the decision-making process. They're the ones who are carrying out the work. They might have some brilliant ideas, and the decision that you make will be greatly enhanced by having more people involved in the decision-making process. Employees are starting to have more ownership in decisions that need to be made, and there is increased staff motivation. And because the employees have been involved somewhat in the planning stage of this decision, decisions are more likely to be implemented because they can see that the manager has listened and has given them a chance to put across their point of view. A disadvantage is that it's a slower management style than that of autocratic and persuasive, because it takes time to consult people, it takes time to ask them questions. So we need to go through and take that into consideration. The staff still might be unhappy with the decision that you have made, even if you've spoken to them, they still mightn't be happy. So that is the consultative management style. Now we're moving more closer to this decentralized approach of management. Participative management style is where they work together with the employees. So this is where the manager and the employees share the decision-making process. So the manager and the employees sit together, negotiate, talk, discuss, and then together they come up with the decision that needs to be made. So a characteristic of the participative management style is that the manager consults with the employees and together they make the decision. So no longer does the manager have the control, no longer does the manager have the sole decision making, and no longer is there only one way communication within the organization. There's a real emergence of two-way communication within the organization, and employees are going to be more likely to be happier and motivated to work. So an advantage of the participative management style is that it increases motivation and commitment between the employees. It gives employees confidence and gives them skills in the decision-making processes. And more likely than not, the relationship between management and employees are going to be positive. And if a radical change needs to be adopted, it's more likely to be accepted because the employees were involved with it. Similarly to the consultative management style, there are some disadvantages, and the main one being the time factor. It will take longer to implement and decide on a decision under the participative management style based on the discussions and the two-way communications that need to be carried out. Also, a disadvantage of the participative management style is that there is a conflict here between a clear decision and compromisation. Is that even a word? There's a conflict between compromising your position and a clear decision that needs to be made. So because you've got people involved, your employees involved with the decision making with you, you might have to compromise, which might dilute what you're originally planning on doing if you had adopted one where you retain control. The laissez-faire management style. Laissez-faire is a French word which means leave to do. Okay, and that is what exactly the manager does. They leave the employees to manage them themselves. So the power, the control, and the decision-making process lies entirely with the employees. This works really well in an organization that's highly innovated with highly skilled, motivated employees that are really going to step up to the plate when they get given this opportunity to look after the organization. So when we say the manager leaves, they don't turn the blind eye and not ever look back again. They set the goals, they set the guidelines, they tell the team or the department, this is what needs to be done. I don't mind how you do it. You achieve what you you go about it how you like, but this is what needs to be achieved at the end. So a manager is still going to monitor and check and make sure that they're achieving the goals, but ultimately all the decisions are made by the employees. The managers are stepping back and allowing the group to make their own decisions and have the control and power in the organization. An advantage of this is that it can work really well with highly creative and qualified staff. And self-directed staff can achieve high job satisfaction because they feel like they're wanted and needed in the organization, and they feel like they can make a difference. So it's a real buzz for them to work in the organization. A disadvantage is that there's a possibility that the team, if they haven't done it correctly, could be really disorganized with time and money, and it could be quite a risky thing to be undertaking. So there are five management styles: autocratic, persuasive, consultative, participative, and laissez-faire. Now, a manager just doesn't adopt one of these management styles and keep it the whole time. They're going to move in and out of the management styles dependent on the situation that they face. So we generally say that all managers adopt a situational approach or a contingency approach to management. That is, they adopt the best management style for the situation at hand. Be careful though with that. In the exam and in your SAC work, make sure you give one of these five. Don't answer when the question is asking what management style would you adopt. Don't answer with situational or contingency. Give us one of the five. Give us an answer and explain why. Another important tip when looking at the management styles is that you need to be able to compare and contrast each of the management styles. What's the same? What's different about them? So a good revision tool is to sit down with a Venn diagram for and compare each of the management styles with each other and look at the similarity and the difference so that you're able to approach a question that's asking for compare and contrast with the management styles. That's it for management styles. Our next podcast will be looking at management skills. So we'll see you then. Let's get down.